Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Question: what's 15 feet long, 6 feet wide, weighs over 4 tons, and strikes terror when you see it in your rearview mirror? Jabba the Hutt? A Hummer? Or a politician who claims a mandate with 12% of the vote? That's right. The politician going 90 miles an hour to a lobbyist lunch driving a Hummer. But seriously, we've seen the new wave of SUVs. We weren't satisfied with a rhinoceros. We had to get an elephant. It's the stepchild of the Army's all-purpose vehicle, the Humvee, with the mileage of an Abrams M1 tank, the Hummer 2, the ugliest vehicle on the road, unless you count the Hummer 1. The Hummer is a rolling testosterone plant. And just like the truck, the names of the colors are no nonsense. Yellow, not sunflower. And black, not midnight ebony. And red, not magenta rose. And that's how they drive them, too. Sometimes when you're on the road, you feel like you're driving a Nova and everyone else is bearing down on you like a Bigfoot truck ready to jump 12 cars. That's what I feel like when I see the Hummer in my rear view. Objects are definitely larger than they appear. Isn't it strange that drivers who want to impress you with their I-can-go-anywhere car, when they really don't go anywhere? I'm driving on I-95, and it got dark real fast. There, blocking out the sun, was a Hummer in my rearview mirror. Would I have gotten out of the way? I would have, but I didn't have the 2 seconds of response time to change lanes. It came on me like a hungry pterodactyl swooping down on a field mouse. I think the field mouse had a better chance because I was passed on the right, faster than the Raelians backing away from their clone claims. It was one of these moves that say, I can and will do anything I want, because not only am I bigger than you, but my engine sucks gas like a space shuttle, and my brain is the size of a pea. The driver wore those round glasses, had a pipe in his mouth, and a bumper sticker which read, Accountants Do It With Interest. Aha! Another case of let my car be the personality I don't have but want so desperately. Let me say that if all the South Florida drivers' egos were made of bricks and mortar, we could build the Tower of Babel and have enough left over to pave the Everglades. How can we decrease the macho on the road? Here's an idea. For the cost of a Hummer, you can buy 6 mini cars. A European mini car is a glorified moped which seats 2, has 1 forward gear, and makes the old Yugo look like a Lexus. Now, imagine if we all obeyed the rules of the road. I know. But just imagine. And we all drove the same small-sized car. No one intimidates. No one can go faster than you. And if you have an accident, you simply say, excuse me, straighten out the metal with your hands, and continue putting down the street. They would have names like the June Bug, the Twinkler, and the Lullaby. You just don't feel menacing with 5 horsepower. But just maybe, the whining, noisy little engine could drown out those 4-foot bass speakers on wheels coming up behind you. And that's your Radio Buzz.